My name's Julia Nona. Today is April 22nd, 2019, and I am interviewing Tina Nona, who is my mom. How long did you live in Ohio, and how was it like living there?
I lived my childhood in Ohio, and it was so much fun. I used to love going to Batavia Pool with my uncle Haidar. That was the most exciting thing that we used to do on the weekend.
Batavia Pool.
It was like that was the only pool in Batavia that people go and hang out and swim. It's like that one we have here on 13 Mile Road. What is it called? Woodside. I don't know. There's a pool across from Country Day, actually. It's like a public pool. And we would play tennis and swim and have fun and ride bikes and go on a trail walk. It was so much fun.
Were there any things like that you didn't like
In Batavia, humidity. Oh, it used to kill me. I didn't like the heat and humidity was just very high. But everything else was fun. My grandfather from my mom's side, he had a restaurant in Batavia called Moonlight Chili. And my grandpa and grandma used to work there. And we used to ride our bikes and go, like, have lunch. It was fun. Batavia was nice.
Were there any challenges of living there? Anything that wasn't, like...
Not really. I wouldn't call it challenges because we were still young. And so it was nice.
Why did you move to Jordan?
Well, when I was 8, 9 years old, there was a lot going on in schools, like drugs and problems and all that. And my dad was worried about raising us here. He said, he was very worried about us. So he decided to move back to Jordan and open a new business and start all over again. It was tough. But he made that decision for us.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live in Jordan?
Almost 25 years.
And how was it like living there?
Well, at the beginning, when we moved, we were very sad. You know, moving from Cincinnati, we had our own house, you know, we had our own backyard and everything. And then you move to a country and you live in a village where they have nothing. We were in an apartment. We didn't have space to play. But we created that, you know, with knowing everybody around us. And my dad introduced us to all the neighbors, and the community is very close. And they were helping us in many ways. We didn't speak the language. That was very challenging at the beginning. And everybody was trying to help dad, you know, figure things out, because he came from the United States. And with little kids, it was, for dad and mom, it was very hard. But they managed, and it was really nice. We really liked it.
How is Ohio different from Jordan?
Well, in Jordan, just like I said, everybody knows everyone. I walk in the streets, they know, oh, this is Ziyatu Amy's daughter. You don't get lost. Everybody knows you. we used to play in the streets and have fun and not worry about, oh, it's getting dark or all that. No. It's different than Ohio. Ohio, we didn't really, we didn't know our neighbors. So.
What were some responsibilities you had as a kid?
I had a lot of responsibilities at a young age because mom and dad were working. So I had to raise my youngest brother, Firas. And I used to do laundry sometimes. My mom won't let me cook or do food, but cleaning, taking care of Frial, my sister, and I used to fight a lot with my oldest brother, but because he never cleaned his room, and my mom would tell me, "It's okay, mom. You can go. Just go. You go do it." Because if they want something done, they would ask me to do it, because they know I will finish the job.
And how did those responsibilities affect your childhood?
Well, it taught me how to be a better person. When you're responsible, you know how to do things, and it makes your life easier. You know how to organize stuff. When you're organized, you know where things are. Like, you don't have to rush. Like, I would know where my, let's say, sweaters I put in the drawer. I know if they're organized in that place, that's where they go. My pants, they're organized in that, that's where it go. It helped me to be more organized and all that.
Did you like going to school?
Yes, I like going to school because I used to love my teachers and I used to love my friends. I had so many friends, and the teachers were so sweet and nice, so I really like going to school.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teen?
Yeah, I never thought I would ever get married and move, like, to the States or anywhere away from my parents and my brother and sister. So it was so different, yeah. When I came here for a job, and I worked in the hospital, and this is how I met your dad. But I never thought that I would marry someone like, not Jordanian, away from Jordan, away from my parents, and live far apart from my sister and my brothers.
Would you be willing to share a happy memory?
A happy memory? Yeah, I have many. But I'll share one that I had 6 years ago recently. It was in Wadi Rum in Jordan, where they had shot the movie of Lawrence of Arabia. You know that movie? It was shot in Wadi Rum. We went on a camping with my cousins, my brothers. No wives, no husbands. It was so much fun. We laughed so hard that day. I will never forget that memory in my head. We had so much fun, and until now, every time we see each other, all we talk about is that day. And this year, when we went to Jordan, my cousin Hassan said, "Let's do this again. Let's do this again." I said, "Until Friyal's little baby, Matthew," because Friyal wasn't with us, my sister. She missed out on it because she had Marcus, and now she has Matthew. So, So they're little, and she couldn't leave them with mom. I said, you know what? 1 year, we will have it again. We'll do it again. But Friel has to be with us. Friel, my sister.
So what's a happy memory from your childhood when you were younger? Like not recently, like younger.
I would say a happy memory. We used to play on the streets with our neighbors. The game Hakim Jallad, and that means somebody has to be like the king, and we choose who to be the king, and the others are like they follow
Children.
this. And that was these were good old days when we were used to play outside and have so much fun.
Are you willing to share a sad memory?
A sad memory is when I lost my grandfather, Jadot Fahad. I was very close to him, and it affected me a lot for a while to get over it. I never got over it. It's just he's always in my heart, but I was very close to him, and he was so funny. So that was a sad memory I have.
Are there any funny memories or any like specific memories you had about your grandfather?
A lot, a lot of funny memories. My grandpa, the last year he fell and he broke his hip, and because he's old, he couldn't walk again, and he was on a wheelchair. And every time we take him out, I roll him out to the balcony, and he will sit and talk about poetry and about old stories and all that, and I used to love it. And one time, another memory, funny, very funny memory, that he used to smoke, and he knows where my aunt used to hide the cigarettes. So he'll tell me, I was like 15 years old, and he'll tell me, go get one for you and one for me. So I will go, but I don't, I didn't smoke, but I would go and get it for him. So Jiddo means grandpa in Arabic. I don't know where to get it from. So he'll give me exactly which drawer, which room, and just to get it for him. He was a very funny man. He had great sense of humor.
Why did you move back to America?
Because I got married. I came here for I worked in the hospital, and this is where I met your dad, and I got married.
What was your favorite memory in Ohio?
My favorite memory in Ohio. Something funny, or?
It doesn't matter, like anything.
Well, one time I wanted to take a tan, and my grandpa has he lives in a farm.
He has a
He
tractor.
has a tractor, and he has horses and all that, and a small pond, and we used to fish there. And one time I said, you know, the sun is out, I wanted to take a tan, I put my shorts on, my tank top, and I said, Jada, can I cut the grass for you? And he was like relieved, because it's a big land. And he said, yeah, sure, let me put the tractor on for you. So I went on it, and I was, listening to music and like thinking I'm doing a good job. And I see my grandfather on the top of the second floor balcony, and calling me, Tina, Tina. And I'm looking at him. I said, what you do? Get off the tractor right now. And I said, oh, my God, what's going on? So I turned it off, and I went running upstairs. I said, what's going on? He said, come see what you're doing to my land. And I looked down, and I had, like, I was going into circles. So it's like eight, number eight and number seven. And he said, if you want to do the job, you do the job right. When you cut the grass, you cut it in straight lines. You know how long it's going to take me to fix this? It took him like almost 3-4 week cuts to fix it right. That was a funny memory in Ohio.
What's your favorite memory in Jordan?
My favorite memory in Jordan? We had a phosphate factory in Fahais, that village, and I heard like the smoke that comes from the factory, it's gonna cause cancer, lung cancer for the people. So we were young, so we gathered ourselves, me, Taime, your uncle, and my cousins and my sister, and said, listen, we have to save our village. And we're like so crazy. So you shouldn't do such things, because we didn't think. So we go on top of the roof, and we, every truck passes, we wanted to throw rocks on it. Because we didn't like them in our village. But that was a crazy memory that I had done, but never, ever do it.
Okay. What's your favorite memory in Michigan?
In Michigan?
Yeah.
Having all of you guys. My kids are my favorite memory in Michigan. It's you guys.
Okay. Are there some funny stories people told about you growing up?
Well, they used to tell me, I used to hear it a lot, you're the salt and pepper of the party, because every time, like, I hear music, I dance and have fun. They used to tell me, you have a good sense of humor, you're funny, you have a positive energy.
Are there specific stories people told in the...
I don't recall.
What was your favorite family tradition?
Christmas is fun. We always had Christmas at my dad will have all the holidays at his house. And Good Friday and Easter was fun. Yeah. What we do on Saturdays, Dad will bring somebody to sing and play the instrument, the oud, and we'll like have fun, we'll dance and all that. And at 12 o'clock, we go down to mass, to church. So that's a fun memory.
Tell me about your parents.
Well, Mom and Dad, they got married here in the States. My dad graduated from Xavier. And when he moved back to Jordan, he wanted to start something new. And he did. He was the first man to open a fast food restaurant in Jordan. He's a pioneer. And he succeeded. Mom and Dad are two amazing people that work so hard in their life to get where they are. They're loving, caring. They love their grandkids. They love their kids. And and they wish the best for them.
What is an important lesson you have learned over your years?
Not take life for granted, because sometimes we get upset over little stuff we shouldn't.
Okay. Thank you for being here for this interview.
Thank you. It was fun, Julia. I really had a good time.
Yeah.